Murdoch later said he was used to people like Jobs complaining about Fox. "He's got sort of a left-wing view on this," he said. Jobs asked him to have his folks make a reel of a week of Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck shows. He thought that they were more destructive than Bill O'Reilly, and Murdoch agreed to do so. Jobs later told me that he was going to ask Jon Stewart's team to put together a similar reel for Murdoch to watch. "I'd be happy to see it," Murdoch said, "but he hasn't sent it to me." Murdoch and Jobs hit it off well enough that Murdoch went to his Palo Alto house for dinner twice more during the next year. Jobs joked that he had to hide the dinner knives on such occasions because he was afraid that his liberal wife was going to eviscerate Murdoch when he walked in. For his part, Murdoch was reported to have uttered a great line about the organic vegan dishes typically served. "Eating dinner at Steve's is a great experience, as long as you get out before the local restaurants close." Alas, when I asked Murdoch if he had ever said that, he didn't recall it. One visit came early in 2011. Murdoch was due to pass through Palo Alto on February 24th, and he texted Jobs to tell him so. He didn't know it was Jobs's 56th birthday, and Jobs didn't mention it when he texted back inviting him to dinner. "It was my way of making sure Laureen didn't veto the plan," Jobs joked. "It was my birthday, so she had to let me have Rupert over." Aaron and Eve were there, and Reed jogged over from Stanford near the end of the dinner. Jobs showed off the designs for his planned boat, which Murdoch thought looked beautiful on the inside, but a bit plain on the outside. It certainly shows great optimism about his health that he was talking so much about building it, Murdoch later said.